Oh, sorry about this. We were going to be in a blue room, there are cushions, but then there's yoga going on, so welcome. We read Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4.
So I'm going to get a cushion, so.
No, no, you don't have to set it. 441. So, 441, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4. Title? Yeah, you get a prize. So, that's...
What's the
part? Text 41.
Just
I'm going to tell you later. Translation and purport. My Srila Prabhupada. One who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his actions, and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated factually in the self. Thus he is not bound by the reactions of work. O conqueror of riches, please repeat. One who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his actions, and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated factually in the self. Thus, he is not bound by the reactions of work, or conqueror of riches. How do you say that in Sanskrit, Bhakti Mark? You know that devotee may.
Yes. So
dana is what? Dana.
Well.
Almost un don. Wealth. Yeah. Okay. So we recognize sometimes words because they come because our languages come from Sanskrit. So sometimes you can pick up something very easily. What word would you remember from this? Sanchina, maybe? China?
Yeah.
To cut. It's also with a C. China. It means to cut. Yes. Samsayam, doubt. So nibadnanti, nibada. You remember it? Nitya bada. Bada. Yeah. Sorry?
Ampa.
Yeah, indeed. Nibadnanti, do bind. I have the opposite. That this is misleading because ni many times goes for negative. But like niyojati, like that's it's also engaging actively. Balam iva niyojati, as if engaged by force, that first. So ni not always is negative. So that was a tricky thing here. So here it means do bind, ni badnanti. No, bada, this is being bound. It's something with bound. The radical was recognized. When you go through verses regularly, and I mean, then you get so much more from the class. Srila Prabhupada didn't do this as a matter of ritual. I mean, the churches are empty because of hollow rituals, because nobody understands why we are doing things. Srila Prabhupada had a plot. He wanted us to be able to communicate with demigods when we happen to meet. No, maybe not that reason, but that will be a side effect. They speak Sanskrit, Devatas. But it's a sacred thing, and it's purifying, and he wanted us to quote. So, and when you pick up words every time, not only once in the blue moon, yeah. So then you will easily learn verses because you have a vocabulary ready. So words will be familiar. So for today, what are we going to remember? Sanchina, what does it mean? Cut. And samshaya. You already know, yes? Samshaya is without doubt, and samshaya is doubt. And nibadnanti, what does it mean? Nibadnanti, bada? Something with what? Bada, binding. So,
yeah.
It means do bind, nibadnanti. And dananjaya, how do you go? What is it?
Conqueror of riches.
Yes, thank you. Purport. One who follows the instruction of the Bhagavad Gita as it is imparted by the Lord, the personality of God Himself, becomes free from all doubts by the grace of transcendental knowledge. He, as a part and parcel of the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, is already established in self-knowledge. As such, he is undoubtedly above bondage to action. Also, yeah. So that's the purport. Om Jnana, Dhyanandasya, Jnananjana Shalakya, Chakshara Nirita Nyena, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha, Mukham Karoti Vachanam Pangum Mangai Digam, Yat Kripa Taranam Shri Gurave Vatarima, Anchakalpa Tarubhasya, Kripa Sindhu Vevichar, Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namaha, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadada, Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinoda, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yoga Sanyasta Karmanam, Jnana Sanchina Sanchayam, Atma Vantam na Karmani, Nibadnanti Dananjaya. Dananjaya. One who acts in devotional service, renouncing the fruits of his actions, and whose doubts have been destroyed by transcendental knowledge, is situated factually in the self. Thus he is not bound by the reactions of work, O conqueror of riches, not bound, free, by the reactions of work. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, on the way here, I was in somewhere else today, and there was a class going on in the car about the nectar of instruction, and there was a wrap-up class, was by Mother Urmila. She was ending a seminar there. And this is a book by Rupa Goswami, Upadeshavrita, written 500 years ago. And it's the process of devotional service in a nutshell. And she was speaking about the last three verses, but she was speaking about the whole book because some students had missed class. And also, because we first have to follow these beginning instructions. So, the last verses of that book, they speak about the goal of Krishna consciousness, the highest, the best places where to practice devotional service, and the best persons, the best devotees, whom to associate with. And she was explaining that it's so essential to go through the first verses, be ready with them, to have implemented them. So the first verse is about sense control, and then it's about what to do, not what to do. So what to avoid and what to do, negatives and positive. And then how to associate with devotees, and how to discriminate whom to associate with. And also how not to discriminate, like not judging from externals. And then how about chanting, the importance of chanting, the importance, and number 8, how to remember Krishna. Yes, this is all before we can talk about this pure love. So here, in this verse, situated factually in the self, it reminded me of what I had just now heard. So by transcendental knowledge. So this is the previous texts, they are so much glorifying transcendental knowledge. Burning to ashes all the reactions of your past sins, crossing the ocean. Even if you're the most sinful, you can. If you're on board of the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will get to the other side, to the other shore of the ocean of material existence, which is quite a journey. It's not so easy to cross over the material ocean, but it's possible. By Guru Sadhu Shastra, here, Shastra is stressed. Transcendental knowledge. So, one is not bound by the reactions of work anymore when one is factually situated in the self. So, how to know if a devotee is advanced? So, there are several criteria. I'm saying this also because we have to know where we are at. Rupa Goswami in this book, Nectar of Instruction, is making it very clear to us that it's important to know where you are. Actually, this morning we heard the same thing. What a coincidence. So that if you don't know where you are at, so you won't know what it takes to take the next step. So Rupa Goswami had said that in this Nectar of Instruction, because here is the description of one level to be factually situated in the self. Sounds like one of the higher stages. What would you say? How would you read it? There are 9 stages of advancement. You may not have, but others may know. So Madhupa or Madhakaruma, you know. What do you think?
What's the question?
The question would be, what does it mean to be situated factually in the self?
It is, as I would understand, to be happy with whatever comes our way.
Yeah.
Not to despair, not to be overjoyed, just to go steady, heavy towards.
Oh, you mentioned an interesting word. Because I'm looking for one of the nine stages of, according to Rupa Goswami, from Shraddha to Prema. So, is your suggestion steadiness?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's quite good. Any other suggestions? Much more learned scholars are here than what I know.
I was thinking in minutes, you know, to realize that I'm in this body, I'm spirit soul.
Yeah, that's called Dhamma Buddha. Yeah. So, Balananda also mentioned this morning, and in the car there was a discussion, because there were different of opinion, maybe about whether it's bhava or whether it's nishtha. Huh? Oh yeah, also there. Oh yeah, right. I had to speak of that class in my car today. So, anyway, at one point we don't struggle as much anymore with our material conditioning, like for instance, like the lower nature, the pushes of the senses, and now have to devour something. This pushing, is it familiar? I have to eat. Or for instance, yes? Yes? No matter what time of the day, right? Maybe midnight, maybe I have to get up from bed. This happens, isn't it, in the world? So, at one point, when we practice this process nicely, so with determination, patience, confidence, enthusiasm also, then it's going to work. And what will be the result? This is a side effect that you become self-controlled. His Mataji, Mother Urmila, she's a very brilliant speaker and devotee. And she was explaining, we're not going to be able to deal with the world if we don't not be past this stage. And she compared it. If somebody cannot behave properly, like uncontrolled sin, if they lock him up, yes, they put him in a prison. If he's really criminal, otherwise there will be some social jail, she expressed it. But, I mean, we avoid such persons. They can't really have dealings with in society. She made this point. I was really... So it's a fact, because that's number four, the dati, but in the nectar of instruction, how to deal, how to do loving exchanges. But if I'm overcome by anger all the time, or how can I have a loving exchange? No, I'm not going to give him a gift, or I'm not going to reveal my mind. I mean, because I can't trust devotees. So there is this progression, like we control the senses and we avoid negative things. What are some of the negative things we avoid? We were reading, in the Bhakti class. You remember any of them? Or you came after? There were six to help you, which destroy our devotional service. You remember any of them?
Oh.
Yeah, you know all of them probably. Let's give a chance also to, like the Maya causes, I think it comes to mind. Did you read them?
One each.
Sure, but you are not number one to say one. Sorry to test your patience. Anything? Not a problem if you don't.
You mean the six things that destroy
practice? Yes, right. Maybe you came after we were reading this second verse, isn't it? Okay, so whoever now can say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Atyahara Prayasascha. Atyahara, it means? Oh, very good. Hey, you're a Sanskrit teacher. If I say the Sanskrit, immediately you can tell. So, too much eating or collecting too much, you know, like maybe, you know, so many things in my house. What else? Prayasascha. Prayas? Yeah, and they're doing a lot for mundane things, especially. But still, yeah. And then, Pajoto? What's that? Say.
Unnecessary talk.
Oh, okay. Niyamagar, huh? It's a little difficult. There's two parts of this. Niyamagar. Mm-hmm. And nobody, anybody can say. Be enthusiastic. It's good. Not following rules. Or what?
Following the rules, but without, just because it's the rule and not without understanding.
Yes. okay, sometimes this happens, isn't it? Why am I doing this? Yeah. I mean, like, while without understanding is one thing, but or also, it would be a soft version if you're not really conscious of what you're doing. But especially if you do it with some external, ulterior motive, that's even worse, yeah?
Mm.
Isn't it?
Like?
To become the temple president, or so many things, you know. Anyway, or out of pride. Oh, yeah, you say, please. Huh? It's not a good example.
I mean, it's there, but I think that another refers to a passion to follow in the rules for the sake of rules.
Yes, it's mentioned somewhere, but now I forget, I should quote from Shasta, whether it's in a book or... Yeah, but I didn't read that book recently.
Yeah.
No. But, okay, following the rules, just for the sake of the rules. There was art for the art in the end of last century, but... we are not into that. We want to do things very consciously. You need some air?
Yeah.
And number 5 and 6 is Sato Vriksha. Yeah? Jhana Sanghas Chalavya. The negative ones. Jhana Sanghas is? What is?
Following in the footsteps of the...
Yeah, sorry, I said something else before. But yeah, we association with? Yes. And the last one is Lauryam. Yeah, agreed. So she was mentioning this. When these things, they will make it impossible to speak, to relate properly to others if we don't give them up. And also, if we don't cultivate enthusiasm and determination and patience, especially patience. I mean, how can I deal in the world? So, we should... So this is cultivating transcendental knowledge also. This is a very important scripture, the Nectar of Instruction. Srila Prabhupada in the preface, he says, these are the basic instructions for neophytes in spiritual life. And we haven't we noticed that if we have disturbances in our social dealings, in our relationships, that our whole spiritual life becomes a problem? I think we have some real-life experience. Sachinanda Swami, he mentioned, is also explicitly like a... If you have a disturbance in a relationship, everything, isn't it? So I think everybody here is in Radhadesh because there are devotees here. It's very rare to find devotees, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Where are you from?
From Portugal.
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 Yeah, but you don't see them run around everywhere in the street, even in Portugal, isn't it? Such a pious country.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, we come to temples and communities, and it's very rare even to find a community of devotees. But then, we have to learn this art of how to expertly deal with each other. And then we can, perhaps, number 6, 7, and we will be able to chant. Because we, not every now and then, we are, that hurts. Mm. So, isn't it?
I think I understand.
Yeah, so much pain from relationships. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada made the sequence health, sadhana, service. Okay, health. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has 4 types of health, spiritual health, bodily health, mental health, and social health. Relationships is one of them. We could put it this way also, I see. So that with this, we must take care of this first, because otherwise the sadhana is going to be a disaster. And without good sadhana, what service will we do? I mean, we will be forgetting Krishna while cooking, cleaning, whatever service we are doing. We will just maybe do it out of duty at best, or with a grudge.
Mm-hmm.
So, one, two, three.
For the sake of rules.
Oh, yes. Maybe to be allowed to stay in the ashram. Okay, I said enough. Yes, everybody can say.
What is spiritual health?
Well, he says as long as we're conditioned souls, Mataji may know more clearly, or Madhagopa probably. We have to take care of 4 areas of our life. One is spiritual, we are soul, so the soul must be nourished. Otherwise, it's Atmahat, we're killing ourselves. So then, that's Isha Upanishad, it's all in scriptures, but Acharyas summarize things. So then, physical health. One time, Sanatana Goswami, he was always being hugged by Lord Chaitanya, but he had a terrible disease with oozing wounds, and it's abominable. And the Lord was embracing him, and he thought, I have to commit suicide. But the Lord read his mind, and he said, what are you? What is this? You have already surrendered this body to me, and you can't commit suicide. And then it was cured. Yeah. But now, to other people, he said, you must take care of. Or Srila Prabhupada, one time somebody just coughing in the class. What is this? You're not healthy? You must take care of your health. Otherwise, you can. That's number two, the physical health. Yes, physical life, that area of our life is important. We can't neglect ourselves, otherwise we have to go to hospital all of a sudden, so many things. And then, number three, we must also take care of our mental health. We should nourish our mind. We must read. This will be so satisfying, isn't it? And when you don't read, it becomes so dry, like this cork here. And that's a fact. We can't neglect also that area. We need some intellectual challenge, some nourishment for the mind. Yeah? And we need social... Is this correctly worded? Do I remember correctly?
Emotional or social?
Yeah, maybe it's the same thing. And we could look it up.
Social emotional is the same.
Yeah, I didn't read it myself, but I like it so much. Is it in Jagatama or in Shikshabrita? Okay. So I will try to find it at one point in time. So that was what Bhaktivinoda Thakur said. Kadamakana Swami, he takes it in his seminars, I heard. He made a tree division or something, one or 2 years ago. So he also started speaking about it. Kadamakana Swami was such a missionary. Right? But, yeah.
What would be the difference between sadhana and spiritual health?
Oh yes, sadhana is pretty much taking care of the spiritual health, yes. Yes, that's a... Yeah. But unless, Srila Prabhupada probably mainly referred to the physical health of the body. If you're not very healthy, then. Although he said, you have to drag yourself to Mangalarti, you should come, but I don't think he meant it very literally, but he wanted to make a point. Come on, if you feel a little mental, still get up, isn't it? And if it's a little sick, you can still try, isn't it? Maybe he said it to staunch brahmacharis. To make a point, I don't know what the context was. So, but I wanted to add, because I wanted to stress, also other speaker by us, I said, such an endless one, it's so important to take care of healthy relationships, health in our relationships. So, if we follow the instruction of Bhagavad Gita as it is imparted by the Lord, Srila Prabhupada stresses, the personality of God Himself. Hey, you're not hearing from the newspaper here, it is authoritative. He becomes free from all doubts by the grace. Some text before we had heard that for the doubting soul there is no happiness, not in this life nor in the next. So therefore it's very important just to be happy, to be free from doubts. And if you get completely free from doubts, then you get to know your relationship with the personality of God. Not only free from doubts, but also free from dirt in the heart. So, and if we faithfully follow the process, we should not doubt that the dirt is going to go away. Krishna promises that I will come and do a maha cleanup in your heart. If you hear about me, same thing, same topic. That's in another scripture. In Bhagavata, Shindratam Sakata Krishna, Punya Sharana Krishna, Ridyan, Ridyantasta, Anta, Inda, Ridhi, Ridha Chaitanya, heart. Vidunoti Surit Satam. Surit, I'm a well wisher to whom? Satam. And this brings us back to the morning class again. What was the key Paladana Swami gave? He gave us a key if you want to get there. I remember very well. I want to solve this terrible problem of mine. I'm an eternal neophyte. But he gave us a key. Surit Satam. What does that mean? Satam. To whom is Krishna a well wisher? He's saying, in that verse, and also in the second verse of the Bhagavatam, he's saying, Yamatsaram Satam. So, please tell us, reveal to us this truth.
The same thing.
Yeah, the devotees, yes. And the translation by Srila Prabhupada twice is a truthful devotee. Mm. So Maharaj was saying, by becoming honest, right? You have to become honest. That means, in other words, Adhananda Swami would maybe say like that, I don't know, simplicity, no double heart. Can we say in English? So no hidden agenda. What I say is what I mean. And sometimes what I say is not what I... Sometimes? Yeah, maybe sometimes, at best. So that will be very also conducive to building a community. I mean, otherwise, you know, you can't feel safe if this is too much prevalent that, you know, he's saying this, but is he meaning this? Or she? I mean, it's hellish. But I mean, for ourselves, we can change it. For others, we can't change it. But I think if there would be many Yadananda and Swamis who are like so transparent, yes? No hidden agenda whatsoever. It would be already Vaikuntha, isn't it? Yeah? Srila Prabhupada said, the temple is Vaikuntha. And that means, supposed to be Vaikuntha. Yadananda Swami so beautifully translates this. He says, where there is a mood of appreciation, there is Vaikuntha. So I think we're getting there, isn't it? I mean, we know the homework now, assignment, and if we now do the homework assignment, we live in Vaikuntha. Who would like to live in Vaikuntha? You know what is Vaikuntha? Mm-hmm. That's the spiritual world. There's no disease. So who would like to live in the spiritual world? Oh, you want it? No, he was absorbed in the kingdom.
In
Vaikuntha. Maybe you would like to add something to the class or correct me, chastise me.
Nice clothes.
Excuse me?
Nice clothes.
Red cloth? Should I wear red cloth?
Nice cloth.
Oh, thank you very much. Anything? And maybe any room for improvement? Anything else? Mataji, Pabus?
I would like to ask in the beginning, in the translation,
yes.
When we're reading the verse, you were reading, you're saying that before this principle, if I'm not mistaken, this will burn. Could you read it again?
I said in the previous verses, in one temple, was it in India maybe, there was a big board where the guests could write the distinguished guests could write their preferred shlokas, and it's either this or the next. Lokanath Swami had written that one that here in this chapter. In this one, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is a mature fruit of all mysticism, and one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service, enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. The verse before that, as a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions to material actions. And the verse before that, even if you are considered the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over the ocean of misery. Krishna says this many times. He says, Gyatva mam shanti mritsati, will be free from the pangs of material miseries. Very poetic. We never hear this word. But it sounds really painful, eh? Like pangs. When we say in Dutch, pang pang, when you shoot at somebody. And in Chinese, pang. So it sounds really horrible, painful. But you get free of that by... In this verse, which I think, Gautama Shanta Hichati, by I recognize Krishna as the enjoyer and he's the owner of the control. So sometimes we want to be the controller, or at least me, but then that's not the reality. Living in illusion is painful. So we can remind ourselves, Krishna says, what will be the result? Shanti, Richati, here's another word for you, if you know English, to reach. Is the same in Sanskrit, rich, richati. So richati. So it's good news. The Bhagavad Gita is a happy message. It's a message of how to be happy. No, I'm totally out of time management. Maybe I'm already way over time.
It's not okay if I'm coming here. Also, I'm coming back to the question that I wanted to ask, whether this burning of the reactions is this getting rid of karma, good and bad karma, how action is it with this manner of the
You're scaring us. Right? You're saying also your good reactions. You're going to lose them. Right? One sadhu in the dam, I heard that somebody was going to take a dip in a holy pond, and you probably want to get rid of your bad karma. Right? You know, you also lose your good karma. He was teasing them like that.
Three things you lose.
Oh, tell
them. The karma, your bad karma, and the desire seeds. Every time you do a sin, a little seed is placed in the heart, and if it comes, it sprouts, it's the desire to do it again, that thing. So these seeds are also in the heart. And devotional service also cleans up these seeds.
Well, I was afraid you were going to scare us even more, but you gave me very good news. Now, this is wonderful. It's true. Like the elephant bath, you heard the analogy. Like if you do prayaschitta, if you atone, I did something bad, I do some repentance, you know. I do something, I wash the pots for Mother Mahalakshmi or something. So then, that's very nice, you get a lot of sukriti, but in this case, it's also so very transcendental. But if it would be something material, so then it's like an elephant bathing, yeah? And you again, you clean yourself, but then probably very soon you will do the same sin again. So that's very wonderful about devotional service, as much as you pointed out. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami made that very clear, you know. It's much better than this material counteracting of sins, because the root, you uproot. Yes. Yeah? It's good. Yes, this is also nectar. Gradually cured at the root, tat gada mula. Mula Hantri. So I'm making it too long. Any last point?
No,
no, we are here. Now we have all the time. As long as I was speaking.
The first thing was for this fire that it burns everything, because the point is that it doesn't burn only the simple reactions, but every desire that we have, every act that leaves an impact on us, that moves us in any way, there is a trace in our consciousness which we carry with ourselves from lifetime. So these little traces are in the form of desires to do things again and again. So we get attached to both things that we like and to things that we dislike. Like, for example, you get attached to your enemy, disliking the salute, you get such an attachment. So the point is that both positive and negative things tie us to this world, and it seems like that's fine with the positive things, but the point is that we don't realize, I mean, the point is that what is missing is the experience of the eternal world and the eternal life, and we're all in different ways trying to reach certain internal happiness or eternal joy, have eternal relationships. Because our relationship we have is gonna, in some way, if it's based on physical, it's gonna, in one point, be stopped. So the point is that what you were saying, being situated in the self, is described in the Shastaka, Sarvatma Snapana, the one's being by the transcendental chanting, by engaging in the process, one it says Sarvatma Snapana, one's self is being bathed, so you can actually discover your real self, and your real self belongs to the eternal realm. That's why we can never be kind of satisfied with temporary things. We try to, but it really doesn't get us where we want to go. So that's kind of a little bit around. But
what is it, Satchinanda Swami says? An eternal spirit soul. I don't remember. He said something like, Something in the material world will never make me happy.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the missing words. Beautiful. Can you deliver it to us?
Well, because I can't remember the two missing words, but I'm its own spirit. So I'm a Krishna, something in the material world will never make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing was that he was asking what the difference between the sadhana and the spirit and the spiritual path. And that's interesting because sadhana can be seen in different ways, because sadhana goes together with sadhya. Sadhya means the goal. Everybody, whatever we do, we have a goal. So when we perform certain activities towards spiritual, then we also have a certain goal. So for example, ideally, our goal should be developing pure, unalloyed love for God and for every other living entity. So if we're aimed at that goal, then there are certain practices that we will do in order to achieve it, like for any other goal. So the point is that sometimes these practices are doing like out, you know, outlined by different teachers. They say, okay, do this, 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 and this. Like you associate with devotees, you find a spiritual master, surrender. So these are, or sometimes as sadhana is considered, you know, there are certain times of the day when you do certain things, wake up early, you go from Advaita and stuff like that, which enter rounds. But in a broader sense, sadhana means anything that brings you to your goal. So in that terms, and your goal would be spiritual health, because only spiritual health can only be achieved when one realizes the self, because everything else is to some extent spiritual disease, because the illusion is the disease. So the point is that that in this process, many other things than what devotees usually consider as sadhana come in. And for example, one of the really big things is association with devotees, but not just generically, but also finding a person that we can have a relationship that will inspire us in our spiritual life. Like for any of us, in order for us to move, besides following the regulations, there's other spontaneous things that we have to kind of get by prayer and by mercy, and that is association of people who actually inspire us, who, as Rumi says, kindle our fire to go further and who have more experiences. So sadhana can be seen in a very broad term. And I think that to get this kind of uplifting association is a big deal in the process. It's not to be. It's a big thing in regaining spiritual health. And sometimes we see in practice that devotees, even though they perform externally ritualistic activities, they're not necessarily spiritually healthy because they're lacking intimate association that is of a spiritual nature.
That's very really wonderful point. So not only generic association, you call it. That's really telling. Is it clear what Master is saying? Also ask any questions about that. So sadhana is for a goal, and then we must be really clear and careful in choosing that goal and clear about what would be that goal. And that's also what we say. Yes. We're going to get to some other destination if we choose such a destination. Whatever destination we will get to, that's another wonderful thing to be mindful of. Yes. Thank you very much for that addition. Anything else? It's very important that we do this. Srila Prabhupada wanted this. This is one of these loving exchanges. It happened today, really, and that's so wonderful. Revealing the mind in coffee and inquiring confidentially. Thank you very much. Oh.